Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Miss Tony?
I'm here. Present. Hey.
All right. Oh, man. How was your day?
Oh, my day was busy. Crazy busy, but busy is a good thing.
Yes. Yes. You could have been very non-productive. So.
Definitely. Oh, I was very productive today.
they got their 8 hours out of you, huh?
Oh, 8 hours and then some.
Oh, man. What's going on, Lee? That's Tony's line.
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much. I was listening to, shout out to Diva's Literary World. I was listening to Honeybee Morrison on there, and she was dropping knowledge, so that was very, you know, interesting to listen to. But other than that, I've been, you know, relaxing. I don't have no more classes, so I'm happy.
Thank the Lord.
Yes,
I'm happy for you. Yes, it was a struggle.
Oh, the struggle is real, y'all just don't know. I don't think I had a good night's sleep the whole semester.
Wow. That's how you're gonna get it now. Now you'll get it now.
We were right there with you, Alicia.
We were every step of the way. Well, go ahead, Miss Tony, and do what you do so we can get it popping, because you know I'm ready to go. This subject tonight has me, so you know I'm ready to blow. So I'm just gonna let y'all jump it off. And then it's going down in the clubhouse. Aaron's going down first, and then everything else is going down around them.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, people. You got it, boss lady. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to our special edition Thursday Night Writing Royalty Radio. Like boss lady said, we have a hot show on tap for you guys. My name is Tony. I'm one of your three co-hosts, plus boss lady Nene Capri. I am a little bit about myself. I am an avid reader. I love reading. Actually, I collect cookbooks because I actually love reading cookbooks, believe it or not. They tell a story in and of itself. But we have a hot show on tap for you guys, and I would like to introduce one of my beautiful co-hosts to my right, Miss Alicia, who is now out of school. Hey, girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. Freedom,
free at last, you know. Free at last. Y'all just don't know. Free at last.
Yes.
If you don't know who I am, my name is Leisha. I'm the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing, as well as the head of Writing Royalty Promotions. I run 4 Facebook groups. We have an awesome show today. We got 3 awesome women checking into the clubhouse. G Street is on. We're going to have it on lock tonight. We're going to have a good time. I do want to say congrats to Mr. Aaron Bebo. I used to love her drop. I want y'all to go and hit those one clicks and get that hot banger. Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. Congrats, B.
Congrats, B.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm very,
also,
very happy today. I was in the middle of promoting. That's what happened. Sorry, but me.
Also, there is a trapper alert. A trapper alert. Nene Capri will be in Charlotte, North Carolina on April the 12th. She's starting her tour leg off in Charlotte, and that will be at Books a Million. I'm going to give you guys the address, and I'm also going to post it in Writing Royalty so that, you know, those of you who aren't able to get the address are able to write that down. If you guys live in the area and you guys want to holler at your girl Nene Capri, pick up Painted and hang out with her for a few. Give you time to get your pencils and pens or writing utensils. It is Books a Million at 14151 Steel Creek Road, and that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, on April the 12th between the hours of 12 noon and 4 p.m. So go and holler at your girl.
It's going down. Yes, I need all my love, so please bring all the hugs and stuff because that charges up my pen. If y'all want the Pussy Trap 4 to be hot, I advise you to come out and see me and hang out with me for a little while. And I'm going to have a sneak peek, a few chapters of something hot that I have, and you'll be able to have an exclusive sneak peek of something new and upcoming that nobody else knows about since this is my first tour spot in the South. I'm bringing it to you first, so come and get that sneak peek.
That sounds like a road trip.
That's like trying
right.
to find out.
Yeah, if you're doing that, I'm ready to hit the road. Cody, like, how many hours is that away?
I know. You know I need a sidekick. You know I need a sidekick, so.
I can ride shotgun. I'll ride with you.
Okay,
that's
all
a long ride from New York.
Yes. What else we got, Miss Leisha, so we can keep the party going?
Absolutely. One, want to keep you guys, remind you to keep sending in those emails to writingroyalty@gmail.com to enter into our summer giveaway. We're giving away some hot stuff this summer, and I don't want you to miss out. Don't want you to miss out. So make sure you're sending in those emails. And just in the note box, just make sure you put summer giveaway contest just so I can know, you know, that's what you're sending your email for.
Right.
Aaron Bebo, what you got for?
I got nothing but I used to love her. I used to
yes,
love her.
Yes, happy release
right
date.
Yes,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
I'm on my I used to love her swag, you know. Just want to promote that and talk about that, and that's what's new.
It's probably going to be a lot of I used to love her when we get finished with this topic tonight because it's going down.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of I used to love us going on.
Absolutely.
I used to love her, but Nene and them done talked her into not calling me daddy, so I don't know.
But I'd like to remind everyone to pick up Nene Capri's hot releases. She has the P-Trap series 1, 2, and 3. And as she just said, she's going to have the P-Trap 4. It's on its way with a sneak peek in North Carolina. She also has the Trust and Fix series 1, 2, and 3, which was recently released. She shares those hot titles with Cash, Street Lit Author. So please pick those up as well. Nene has an awesome new release under the umbrella of G Street Chronicles titled Tainted. If you don't have that, get that in your library. You won't be disappointed. And part two to that will be coming up shortly also. And like Bebo said, he has that hot release today, I Used to Love Her. Also on his menu of books, he has Cupid's Assassin, Punches of Love, which is Cupid's Assassin Part 2. And he has the challenge coming up that we're all waiting for with Cash, Till My Casket Drops. So be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. And going to be a hot groundbreaker. Just hot. I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
To keep on top of everything hot and doing exciting with Writing Royalty, we have three blogs that you can visit. The first one is Boss Lady Chronicles at bossladies14.wordpress.com. Writing Royalty blog, which is writingroyalty2014.wordpress.com. And you can also visit writingroyalty.blogspot.com. Whew. Every time I say those,
that's
I just get definitely is. So those are some of the ways that you can keep up with Writing Royalty. So visit those. You won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. So we have gotten all of the business out of the way, you know, the way to pay the bills. We done paid them. So let's talk about this hot topic. Should a woman call the man she loves daddy? Now, from my first perspective, I look at the fact of, you know, women relinquishing, like, so much power to their man, like, you know, in such a submissive point. So, you know, should that be something that's exclusively for your actual daddy, or is it an honor to say it? Is it a pleasure to say it? Like, is it a certain time you say it? Like, you have some women, they only say it when they're being intimate. You have some women that just call their man daddy all the time, like outside, in the public, anyway, where they are. So with that type of title, are women, you know, relinquishing a certain amount of their power, their authority, by being that submissive? What do you think, ladies?
Ladies can't get any cutter. No, guys.
Well, that's why
we gotta let Aaron get his out, because, you know, he get us going.
No, go ahead. Relinquish your power to me first.
No. Go ahead.
I wouldn't be calling anybody daddy. So I mean, I would have to hear your reasons for, you know, if you would or you wouldn't, to figure out if I agree with you or not.
No.
We don't need you to do that. We need you to go ahead on and tell us what's on Bebo's mind.
You've been called daddy.
And how do you feel about it?
I have a son.
Right.
I have a son. Of course I've been called daddy.
We're not talking about that
same
contract.
Question is that.
He said, of course, many a times. I mean, for 20-something years they've been calling you that, right?
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get it together.
But
do women have a problem with calling a man daddy? I mean, especially from the way that Nene put it out there. See, y'all women have a way of doing that. Like, when one woman already feel a certain way about something, she'll liberate the whole womanhood with a statement, like, right off the rip. Like, yeah, because you relinquishing your power. And a woman that been calling dude daddy all day, all night, every day of the year, just finally sat back and act like a light bulb went off, like, hey, I didn't think about it like that.
You got a point.
See what I mean?
But you have to look at some of the origins of that. I mean, you have one of the oldest professions in the world, prostitution, and with a pimp, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the main names that he wants to be called. And most times it's demanded that he's
called
that.
Okay, what came first,
though? You know?
Let's stop playing. You brought that up. What
Come
came
on.
First, the hoe or the hoe's father? See, she was already calling somebody daddy. So, see, just because she went out there and got misguided, don't try to taint the word now. I know you got tainted going. It's going crazy already. Don't try to, you know.
Aaron,
you came down for the boss lady?
You can't even mix the two, Aaron.
No.
I mean, honestly, Aaron, you can't mix the two. I mean, we're talking about the fact that, yeah, of course, you have your actual father, who you call daddy, who is really the first man you fall in love with, the first man you pattern, who you're going to be with after, if he's there or if he's not there, shapes the way a woman feels about a man and how she interacts with men. Some become promiscuous, some become sheltered, some become withdrawn, some, you know, it all depends, but... Is that also an underlying title for trying
you know
to
what
reclaim?
It is.
What are you saying? What are you
saying? You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is, since you want to go with the back in the day objective. Let's just go from the psychological perspective.
Because
that's the only perspective you could be coming from, because in this day and age, it's almost like a change. Just people just picking up what ball was already left on the playground. You know what I mean? Like, And in that perspective, from what you're speaking of, when a woman's calling a man daddy, in that perspective, it's that, like, it goes back to what I'm saying, tainting the word. Like, women look to men for strength. And vice versa, too.
Oh.
I was about to say that before you cut in. But women look to men for strength. You know what I mean? So when she's calling him her daddy, it's not even, it doesn't have to be tainted. She could be calling him that because of the character of man he is, the strength that she sees in him. Not on no, like, yo, this is my dad. The first man who took care of her was daddy. So now she finds another man who takes care of her in that way and makes her feel comfortable and feel safe in that way. She calls him daddy. He makes her feel comfortable. That's without the taint on it. But when you bring the hoe into the equation, like, oh, yeah, she calling him daddy and paying him this money after doing all this crazy stuff, it dirties the word.
So you're saying that it's okay as long as he's taking care of the bills, if he's protecting her, if he's laying it down like she wanted to be laying down, he's showing all those strong qualities, then it's fine to call him daddy, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, she could call him Jason if that's his name. But if he like, yo, you know, if she feels like he deserves that, honestly, I don't think. Now let me be clear on this. I don't think no man should ever force a woman or be like, yo, you know, call me daddy. I don't feel like a man should, you know, try to put that on a woman. But when a woman has accepted it and give a man that title. Like, yo, you know, you my daddy, you my dude, you my man. You know, and she uses the term daddy. I don't see why that should be any different than husband, my man, my boyfriend, or whatever, because it shouldn't be nothing dirty unless something dirty going on.
I have a comment on that.
Come on, Miss Tony. Right.
Go ahead, Tony. Get to him, Tony.
I've been married for 21 years.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
No, you got to get it now, Aaron.
Get it now. Now you're going down. You're right in the alley now. And I do not, the first thing that I think of when I think of strength and my husband is not daddy. I'm sorry. He is a strong man. He takes care of his household. He takes care of his family. But my first word to him is not daddy, and it hasn't even touched my mind to call him daddy. Because he's not my daddy. I have other words, other names.
Exactly.
But daddy is not in the mix.
Now, you know what, though? It's definitely, I definitely feel like I said, it's a preference. I feel like I said, I think like when a woman makes that choice, and I'm willing to bet that most women that do come on and willingly admit, because y'all about to run some, y'all about to create some liars tonight as well.
Lord.
But, like the women that do come on and admit, like, yeah, I call my man daddy or whatever, it's going to go back to what I said, them looking at them in a sense of, you know, like a person that takes care of, they earned that. It's a quality that they have. Not that they thinking, hey, this is incest, this is my father, or I'm about to go sell some box for this dude and pay him the money. Just, it could be their husband, like I said, and they call him daddy because they see that strength, that character, that quality of character, and give that man that title.
Well, okay. So even with that being said, okay, go ahead, Lisa. Touch on that. I'm gonna come back. Let me get in my silver chair.
Okay,
ahead,
so this is my thing.
Put my feet
this
up.
This is my thing. Daddy And D-A-D-D-I-E is two different things, even though they're pronounced the same way. Now, when women are the ones that use it, are using the word daddy, normally they're using it when they're having sex. Most of the time, I'm not saying all men, but some men only like to hear it during that time. And any other time, I believe a lot of men may think it's a little weird, you know, for that to be said to them. But this is my thing. I don't call my husband daddy, but I've only been married 3 years. Let everybody else tell it. I said like on my breath. But
okay.
I don't call my husband daddy. He is my husband. He is my man. And he is the head of our household. But when you say man, not boyfriend, not my, you know, he's my man. And as a man, these are the things he is supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to take care of the house. He is supposed to be our protector. He's supposed to be all of these things. To me, those are characteristics of a man. I don't have to call you daddy. Because
okay. I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have
to call you daddy. I can call you other things. Like Tony said, you could be my boo. You could be my boo thing, whatever the case may be. But I don't have to call you daddy to express, you know, that. And, you know, a lot of times in relationships, when people say control, submission.
See that now, that's where you're starting to turn a corner. Because it don't got nothing to do with no control. That's what you're trying to
do. I think
corner.
It does. Because even with what she just said, even if it's a sexual thing, it's a control thing.
Absolutely not. Women will come out and call a man daddy during sex without him even requesting or asking her anything. What are you talking about? It's a control thing. They feeling good. They like, whoa, daddy. What are you talking about?
No, and it's the same for men. It's the same for men.
Okay.
They'll say, is this daddy's or whatever they got to say to make sure that they got that control.
Okay, if they ask that, you're right. If they ask that, but there's sexual acts that go on where a man don't even introduce that. Like if they could be having sex, and she might say that, and the man might get thrown off. Like, oh, for her, is she feeling like that right now? Okay. Like,
she's stroking his ego.
Like, don't.
She's stroking his ego. It's still control because she's trying to control that situation by stroking his ego.
Oh, so now she in control by calling that.
She's stroking his ego.
I think that you guys are tainting the word. Now, let me go back again. For instance, right, say you got a family, mother, father, and a daughter. A lot of times, Joe, especially when I was growing up, I'm not talking about these children today, but when I was growing up, a lot of times when that was the situation, when there was a fixture household like that, the mother would even relate the daughter as daddy. Like, did your daddy, she's hearing that all day long, daddy, 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 daddy. The mother's calling and they're talking in second person. Daddy, did you hear what your daughter said? The good little girls are hearing this, yo. What are you talking about? Women are all
what does that have to do with anything?
Slow down. I'm telling you exactly what it has to do with something. It's psychological. If a mother's talking in that person, that form, Daddy, did you hear what your mother? A young girl growing up can become right into that. She'll fall right into that. Like, yo, okay, men, that take care of home.
You stretch.
Men, no, Bobo, slow down. You're not listening. You're not trying to hear me. Men that take care of homes and do what my father does is daddy. When she gets older, she can see those traits. All right. You know what? You're not trying to hear what I'm saying regardless, but you're right.
We hear you. We hear you.
You're right.
I hear you, Aaron. It's real in the queue yet because, you know, she's from the brick. I know she's going to have something very interesting to say about this. Then we're going to let Aaron continue his rant.
Yes. Okay. Hopefully we get somebody that's not ashamed to call somebody daddy outside of bed, because this ain't the waterbed show.
I'm not doing this.
973-445. Please tell us it's real.
It's real.
Okay.
Hey,
you know that is. Okay, let's go. What's going on?
But hey, Aaron, I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I was listening.
I'm not
calling no man daddy.
I just listen. Let me tell you something. I already knew, right? I already knew you was going to come on and say that. I just, real talk.
Yeah,
I could just, like, it's sometimes you can just peep from people's mannerisms, how they are. Like, I already see it. You definitely not doing that. Not in public, anyway.
I'm not doing that, too. The only person I'm calling daddy is the one that made me.
Okay, I feel you. Now, what's your problem with it, though? Tell me your problem now. You told me what you're not going to do. Tell me why you're not going to do it.
Because you're not my father. Why am I calling you daddy?
Okay.
Okay.
So just, let's just say, for instance, right, the word for father was potato chip. You wouldn't call no guy potato chip either, huh?
Nope.
He ain't my potato chip.
Listen, y'all better stop going on with these Western traditions, okay? Stop adapting Western traditions.
You asked a woman, and she said that.
I can't knock her. I'm not saying, hey, real, you need to try it. This ain't the peer pressure show.
I'm feeling a little peer pressure. But before we go ahead and get into the subject, we want to make sure that we get a proper introduction for real. She had her hand up. I could see it all the way from Jersey. I was like, yo, her hand is raised. Like, she was standing up, jumping up and down, and her hand was raised like that. Like that, ooh, 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 teacher, I got the answer. So I had to let her on in here. However, we have to make sure that we let the host properly introduce her so that the readers can get familiar with her work. This topic is blazing. She writes a lot of books that will probably touch on these types of topics. We're going to highlight her career and her career goals and path and where she's going, and we're going to still continue to weave this wonderful topic in along with it. Lisha, could you please, please, please let our listening audience see who the author behind the pen is?
Yes. Author Rashima, known to the literary world as Real Divas, was born and raised in the mean streets of Newark, New Jersey. She has witnessed how grimy the streets can be, so she decided to put her pen and pad to work. Rashima is a mother of two, a college graduate. She has self-published two novels, Crazy in Love 1 and 2. She is currently signed to G Street Chronicles. Told y'all, G Street's trapping. They making moves in 2014. She is getting ready to debut her novel entitled The Round Table, which is due to release very soon. Now, reading is her passion, is her obsession, but writing is her passion. She has made her mark in the literary world and has proven that she is here to stay. Right as of right now, she is the CEO of Queen Bee Publishing, so we want you to keep your cyber eyes peeled for what's coming out of Queen Bee Publishing and the authors that's going to be hitting the streets.
Yes. So what do you have coming out of your corner, Miss Real Rashima?
My G Street debut novel, The Roundtable, will be releasing soon. My authors that signed to Queen Bee Publishing, their books releasing this month. My author, Yandy B, Diamonds and Betrayals. My author, Livy T, Ready or Not. And my author, Robert Trouble Johnson, Sable Duty.
We got that heat coming up out of the brick. Let me find out. So that's good.
Right.
And, yeah, to see you coming from, you know, first the author and then going into the publishing aspect. What made you change hats? Yeah, you're writing and you're doing it and, you know, you're experiencing the success within that. What made you say, let me go ahead on and try to publish and, you know, put someone else's work out?
I was having a conversation with my author, Yandy B, and she was telling me, you know, how passionate she was about letting her book come out. So I told her, I said, well, send me something. And if it's good, you know, I'm going to let you know. But we just had a conversation, like me, just a friend, telling her the ins and outs of the industry, how it's ran, and, you know, how people be trying to run scams on you, telling you you have to send them money, and that's not true. So when George came to me with starting my own publishing company, you know, I jumped on it because I said, I'm ready. You know, I want somebody that had the same opportunity that was given to me. So we signed contracts and Queen Bee Publishing was brought to light.
Well, that's what's up. And that's a good thing. And it's also good, like you said, that you can educate, which I think should be one of the first aspects of, you know, getting authors out there is to make sure that you're educating them on the business, that they're also studying their personal craft as well as knowing, you know, what they're getting into when they're signing contracts, you know, what their rights are, what they should and shouldn't accept, what they should and shouldn't do, because, you know, we have had different people go through a lot of different things in the industry with people not being truthful with them or whatever. However, I think due diligence on our part to study and learn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that, you know, you can do the best you can. So that's what's up. And what we're going to do is continue to support you in that. And I can't wait to see a new book hit. So what is your work about? You had the round table coming out. Give us a little bit of what we can expect from your pen.
With the round table, it's something different for me writing. So I put my blood, sweat, and tears into it. It's about a girl. Her name is Taija. And her brother, you know, he's on the run or whatever, but he taught her the game. He was preparing her for if anything came, he could lead a business to her. So she's trying to build her name and form this round table to take over the streets of Newark.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh. Does she have a love interest in that? Is it, does it have a love twist, or is it just all hardcore and gritty? And
no,
you know,
it's her love interest is Tron, which is her brother's best friend. But her
best friend, that's a risky area.
That's a, she looking for trouble now.
Yeah, that's risky.
But she have a best friend that's obsessed with her. So
is she calling him daddy? Not calling anybody daddy.
I see that anywhere in the book, yo.
Aaron said.
And I already know it's in there.
I mean, is anybody being called
we're
daddy?
Not
that's
here.
All
no
we're...
poppy, no daddy, none of that.
And I can't front. And some in my story in trap, I think there's some daddy going on. So I may be guilty of said offense. I may be guilty of said offense. But you know what we trying to get to the bottom of why, you know, I mean, and I guess it really wouldn't be any different than calling your man baby when he's not that either.
Exactly.
So
that's true.
It's like, how do you really draw that line? You know what I'm saying? And you have some dudes who call they woman mommy, you know, or whatever. So, you know, are those names just daring, or are they more than that? Is it something more to the root, you know? Because when Aaron talks about psychological and this, that, and the third, you know, they say that for both men and women, a lot of times is those terms are thrown around because they were missing that in life, or they're looking for that or whatever. They say some men marry their mother. You know, they want a woman that does certain things that was like their mother. And then certain women want to marry or go after a guy that's like their father or the father they never had. So we're trying to get to the bottom of this. I can't wait to get Reagan on here because she's one of the youngest members of G Street. However, that girl has a mind on her that is ridiculous. I had an opportunity to speak to her earlier. She is wise beyond her years, and we'll get to be able to bridge that gap between the youth and, you know, us older folks that have been around the bend a couple of times. So I want to definitely hear what she has to say on that subject, because you have them girls getting younger and younger, and, you know, they're throwing around these titles and they're saying different things. I don't think they really have the full understanding of what it actually means and what it carries. And I think in a certain way it is a relinquishment of control. So how you feel, Miss Tony? Miss Tony said she might have something to say about that because, you know, what you feeling, Miss Tony?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Lisa going to get her
I
want
to ask
on.
Her
go
one
ahead.
Question before we got into change. the topic. Now, just because you have Crazy in Love 1 and 2, I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about your literary journey and let us know, like, how long have you been writing? Because you publishing that yourself, correct?
Yes.
Was that under Queen Bee, or was it just under?
It just was under Rashima, self-published.
So tell us about your journey and how, you know, what was going on at the time when you decided to say, you know, I got this book on my mind, And I think I'm going to go for it. I'm just going to do it myself and go ahead on. What was going on at that time to make you say, I'm ready to do this right now?
I was going through so much in my personal life with me and my kids' father breaking up, and I started writing it. But I was like, you know what, I don't know if I want to put myself out like that. So I met Urban Novelist Eureka, and me and her started talking, and she kept saying, finish your story. So, you know, I called her, talk about it, and so I was like, let me just finish this story. And then when I put it out, I didn't expect for it to do well like it did. I just expected maybe, like, to be honest, like 10 people to buy it. But when more people bought it and people started inboxing me, telling me how much they liked the story, it just made me say, you know what, this is what I was meant to do.
Hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
It just grew from there. And now how many novels are you in now?
The Round Table, my third novel.
That's what's up. All right. Well, that's what we need to know. You know, people need to know that if you have, you know, began that and it's a good story, you know, go ahead on and get those things published and, you know, get them done and, you know, follow that dream, you know, pursue that dream. Don't stop. And it's good that you went on ahead because now, you know, you are on a whole different spectrum of the literary game. So that's a good thing. And you continue. But I'm waiting to read the round table because, you know, it's all out of the brick. So you definitely got to find out what that's about. You know what I'm saying? Because when the brick lay it down, you know how that is.
I'm going to have to find out.
So, Mr. Aaron, what are you doing back there? Are you still marinating in your juices?
Actually, I was about to fall asleep.
Why? There'll be none of that. There'll be none of that. Well, go ahead, Miss Tony. Go ahead.
That's right. That's what somebody know my name around this camp. She's been married 20-something years.
Hi, everyone. Right. My name is Tony, and welcome to the show. And like Lulu said, it has to be fire coming out of the brick, so I'm going to be excited to read your work.
Thank you so much.
But I had a comment on this hot topic because it's just been marinating in my juices here. Vivo got her feelings some kind of way. He's about to get it. Vivo, you said, you mentioned earlier about how a mother constantly, like, said the word daddy in the third person. I don't know if it's because I'm an Army brat, but my dad was really never around. He was always at war. So we never had that growing up, that daddy this, daddy that, daddy this. So maybe that's why I feel that my husband is not called daddy first and foremost. So I was thinking about that, what you said. So it could be relevant. I don't know because I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I'm making a prediction. I'm really seriously making a prediction. I believe this to be true. I really believe, right, because y'all waiting for Reagan to get on and kick that ballistics, because I'm sure she's probably going to side with y'all. But I'm willing to bet my last dollar that Shawnee going to come on here and keep it totally real and have a solid concrete foundation as to why the word ain't darkened. I think y'all just darkened in the word. Like, I think I think when y'all hear daddy, because y'all have to put all this stuff behind it to make it bad. That's how I know y'all darkening it. Because you can't just say daddy to me because there's nothing wrong with it. So you have to be like, oh, the pimp, or this, or that, or that. So you have to darken the word in order for me to be like, oh, well, you know, so.
No, and we're not even darkening it. We're just looking at the different aspects in which it's used. It's not always used in a term of endearment, and it's not always used in a place that's a happy place. So don't act like we're saying these other things is related that it's
just dark. You from Jersey. You know mothers that call a son daddy. Now go ahead and lie.
We ain't even talking about that. What are we talking about?
Because what I'm trying to tell you is...
Where is Kanisha?
No,
tell her to put some of that brick on you. I know she's behind you, but it's ridiculous.
Listen, because what I'm telling you is this is something that goes on in the culture. I know women that call... That's their nickname for their kids. And I know you do, too, because of where you're from. So,
but that has nothing to do with what we're saying.
No, but
we're talking about calling your man daddy.
Listen, what I'm telling you is it's cultural, meaning even that kid, that young kid, the son, may grow up and be expecting a woman to call him daddy. Y'all darkening it and looking at it from one angle. This goes on. It's just something that goes on.
Even in the mother saying that to her son, it's still a relinquishment of control. She's giving him a title that is over her title when she's the mother. So she's even a lot of mothers that's doing that are very pacifying to the son. They let him get away with certain things. He's like the glorified one in the house. He's like the praised or the worshipped one in the house. Hey, little dad, you know. So yeah, he grows up thinking that his stuff don't stink. Because early on, his mother made him believe that his stuff didn't stink by giving him a title of authority, since the father is the head of the household. So, yeah, it can go back to when a mother does that to her son. She can be teaching him that that's okay and that she's relinquishing her control, so every woman that he has after that must then relinquish their control to him. So, yes, yeah, so it can be taught from a small age.
Yeah, I mean, Deanie,
that
only could happen if that's
the
perspective. No, listen, that could only happen if that's the perspective in that home. Meaning, like, if he's in the house with a strong mother, a strong woman, and she's raising him to be a man, she could be calling him Johnny Pope. You know what I mean? It wouldn't even matter. Like, he said, that's not what's going to
matter. It would matter because Johnny Pope doesn't carry any authority. But
listen,
she calling him daddy, that is a position of authority. It's an authoritative position.
See,
you, can't
you know
say
what?
That
that's
not.
Why I think it is, like I said, it's the thinking. It's the thinking when you use
and
the word.
And you have no
whatever,
idea what a child is thinking when that's happening. You
it's
can't,
whatever
you can't
frame
play
of
on
mind
every person's psyche. That's a child. You're talking about a child. What do you mean with frame of mind they're in? They're being molded and made.
No. I'm saying it depends on the frame of mind of the person who is saying the term or the person who's hearing the term, how they're going to accept it. If you're the type of,
really?
Obviously, if you hear somebody calling their man daddy, you're going to look at them like, you're going to have that look. Like, okay, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to probably accept it like, okay, they do that, but you're still going to have that little And they, when they hear somebody do it, they're not gonna bat an eye because their perspective is different. So it's just a matter of perspective. Real still hasn't told me why she wouldn't call a man daddy. She just said she wouldn't.
Yeah, Real, break it on down for him. So
go ahead, give it to
Real. I wouldn't
call
him daddy because he didn't make me. I'm only calling him my father daddy. That's
all right,
it.
But your wonderful woman's group laid the point out that, you know, you call a man baby and he ain't your baby. You know, so you can't dodge that one. You're going to have to come with something better, Sugar Ray.
I'm calling him daddy. I'm sorry.
A baby is an authoritative position.
That's a lie. That's definitely an authoritative position. What mother don't go running when a baby start crying?
But I'm saying, you're calling a grown man baby. That's kind of like bringing it down a little bit. What do you think? I don't know, Tony.
I have a question.
I've been thinking about all these angles that are being laid on the table. What about if you call your man Poppy? You know,
same difference.
It doesn't feel the same though. It doesn't feel the same.
How could we decipher that, though?
But to be honest, I have called my husband Poppy.
Okay.
I've never said it as daddy. It just doesn't sound the same.
Well, let me tell you something, Tony. I took Spanish for a little while, and I grew up in the Bronx, and I hate to tell you. Poppy is daddy, okay?
You might have been on your
Rosie Perez swag when you said it. I'm glad you cleared that up.
But my point is that it doesn't feel the same, and it doesn't mean the same. And I know it's Spanish, but I know what the word means. But I just wanted to feel a little better on your side, people.
Yo, but did you just see how you just... Well, hold up. Did you just peep how you just totally changed the whole definition of that word at the end? You said it doesn't feel the same, and it's not the same. You just totally, like, look, when I say it,
role.
It's not daddy.
That's my role, to change things up.
Yeah, that's her job. That's her job. They pay her to change it up. Lord Jesus,
yeah.
Take the wheel.
Sorry, Aaron. You're not going to win this. Daddy
listen,
is an authoritative word. It's affirming
listen,
the caretaker position, the role as the father. He's the head of the household. He's the boss, but it's caretaker position. And just because you're my husband and you're taking care of our family, that is your job as a husband, but you're not my daddy. You are my man. As a
right,
man,
well,
these are the things that you do for your wife and your family. But
well,
you're not my daddy.
Well, 18 more years, Leisha, when you got 21 years under your belt, like Tony.
Oh, God. See, don't have me ask my better half. He's standing right here next to me how he feels
you,
about the situation.
I think
you
should ask
him, Tony.
Okay,
I think you should ask him, Tony.
I'm going to ask him right now.
Turn
to Mr. Honey, we have a hot topic tonight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The hot topic is, let me get it exactly right,
mm-hmm.
Should a woman call the man she loves daddy? Now, we've been married 21 years.
Oh, Lord.
How do you feel about me if I was to call you daddy, honey? You can talk into the mic. He's thinking about it. Come on, be honest. I mean, the whole world is listening.
Yeah, tell him to keep it real, man, for
now.
The men.
Oh, no.
I have one man on the my co-host, Aaron Debo. He swears that, what's your take?
No, my thing is, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's y'all making the word dirty. That's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, he's listening.
All I'm saying is that y'all happen to make the word dirty. That's it.
By calling the man daddy.
See? Yeah, he don't know how to feel. He's like, he's conflicted. He's conflicted.
He
might even think about that for a minute.
He's pleading the fifth.
See,
okay,
exactly.
Thank you,
he's
Mr. Joe,
man.
For pleading the fifth.
Thank
this
you
is,
for pleading the fifth.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was genius.
Yeah.
He couldn't represent
that was a genius
man.
Move right there.
Because
after
right,
this phone call is over, he still got
a genius move you made.
He got to deal with that answer. He had to deal with that answer like, oh, so for real?
No, because when she yelled out, be honest. Did you hear that? She put that bass up where she said, be honest. He's like, I don't want no trouble there. I just passed away in this.
Let me tell you two things you never say to a man right before you ask him an important question.
What?
Be honest.
Be honest.
Get out of here.
Oh, you're wrong. He's his own man.
Yeah, so do we have Miss Shoney? Is she in the building? We want to be able
yes,
to bring her into
she
the clubhouse.
Is, I believe.
Because I see her hand raised. She's jumping up
yeah,
and down.
She's
let's
been
have,
here waiting to set y'all straight.
Okay, well, let's hear what
313-974. Good evening.
That's not
this
Shoney.
That's
not Shoney.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which one is
this? That's Reagan.
Oh, okay, well, good.
Oh,
come
well,
on,
hey.
Let's go.
Back to
okay.
Right to live action. Somebody else to scream on me.
Aaron, actually, I can agree with you on a point. I think it's not anything wrong with necessarily calling a man daddy, although I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being is that just sounds really perverted to me, like that, I just don't like the way that sounds. I just think generally it comes from a very misguided place. So I do see where he's coming from when he's saying, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it, because if that's what you want to call your man, by all means, do it. That is your business. But most women, I feel like, do it from a very misguided place.
Okay.
All right.
And this is the young lady that everybody was, worried about was going to come on here. And, yes, she's good money. Okay? Set that out right in the open right now. Because she knows what's going on out in this world.
She has two sides. But let's properly introduce her so that the literary world can see where she's coming from. You know, she's the princess and the secret weapon on G Street Chronicles. Got that fierce pen. We want to make sure we introduce her properly so they can get to know what she has coming down the pike. And then we're going to continue into this hot topic, and we're going to bring Shawnee right in as well. So let's go ahead and get her bio read so that the readers can see who we have on the line. Leisha?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Pulling it up now. We have B. Reagan. She is a 17-year-old author hailing from Detroit, Michigan. After the violent murder of her father at the age of 7, she was left to be raised by her mother and her 2 brothers, which were older than her. She's always been an avid reader, finding her own personal escape from the cold world around her with works by authors such as Donald Goins, Nikki Giovanni, J.K. Rowling, and Lewis Lowry. Inspired by these authors, Bea took to writing at the age of 11. Dumb girl. Writing her first story entitled Killing Fields, she was then confident that she had a future in the literary world and entrusted a middle school teacher with her work. After only a day of reviewing her book, Bea Reagan was told her writing was not quality and of little interest, but the only let push her to write more hours and hone her own skills, even if no one else believed in her. At the age of 16, with no formal training, Bea wrote her second book entitled Watch the Throne. If y'all have not got that book, I suggest y'all go ahead on and get that. That yep. book's something else. I got some questions about that book. After countless hours of rewriting and rereading, Bea felt she had a bestseller on her hands. She shopped her manuscript to multiple publishing companies and was offered a publishing home by G Street Chronicles. Having fallen in love with their passion and their faith in her, as well as her writing, she has now become their youngest author, promising to raise the bar in the urban literary industry. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the clubhouse. We're happy that you did not let the teacher discourage you, that you kept going forward and you went on ahead and, you know, penned those novels out. And you're refreshing to the industry, you know, to have someone so young coming into this game with, you know, vigor. And you're not just writing, you're in school, you work. How are you balancing starting this new venture in your life?
I don't sleep. Just don't sleep. No time for it. No time for it at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. Really, like, I hate to brag, but I'm really good at school. Like, a lot of people aren't. I happen to just be one of those people who it comes naturally to, so I don't really have too much pressure as far as, like, homework goes and things like that. My grandmother's a hard worker. My mother is my grandfather. Like, that's just something we have in the family, so it doesn't bother me to have, like, extra on my plate. It never has.
Okay.
So that was important to me early on.
Yeah. And you said you got a scholarship. I saw you post that, so congratulations on that. Yes.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations. That's what's up. And let me ask you, in your pen, the different things that have happened to you traumatically over the years, like the loss of your father, does that influence your pen?
Majorly.
Mm.
I'd have to say a lot of things, like just characters. I have to say only people who knew me, like, seriously, or I guess, like, on a deeper than writing level would know, like, when I write certain characters that I'm – I wouldn't say I'm taking parts of him and I'm putting them into character, so they can kind of see that, like, oh, wow, that's real familiar. You know, things that happened in the book definitely, you know, they mirror him. Those are things that happened to him, things that he had done, you know, just different characters kind of, different characters will remind you of him. He's a very, very big influence on my writing and everything that I do in general.
Okay, okay, and that's a blessing, because then he gets to continue to walk the journey with you. You know what I'm saying? That embodying that spirit and that character, I think that is a really good thing. And I think it probably is therapeutic, you know, to be able to do that and to still have those connections with him.
Definitely. I feel like when I am writing, he's not as far as he usually is. You know, if I was doing something else, like, I don't know, just sitting down when I'm writing, it's like he's right there with me, like, okay, we should probably do this. And it's like, I think that's a great idea, too. So, it's a little something for me.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a good thing. And shout out to your mom, because she is very, very supportive. I have had the opportunity to interact with her a little bit on the social media, and she's very proud of you, I can tell. And she's a big support to you. So definitely shout out to your mom for helping you to pursue that dream. Because, you know, you can have some parents at your age, they say, no, just worry about school, or, you know, you don't need to do that right now. But it seems like she has really encouraged and pushed you forward. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, big shout out to Kris Jenner. You know, she's always on the job. That's who she is, her mind, Kris Jenner. This woman calls me at midnight. So, did you do this? Because, but it comes from a good place. You know, I love her.
That's good.
She wants to be interested. So,
how do you feel about your literary journey? Here you are on G Street. You got heavy hitters standing right next to you. How do you feel, you know, about that?
It's definitely a odd feeling because I went from being just regular old Bree to now I'm Bree Reagan, which originally I didn't write the book for, you know, anyone else to see it. It was just something I did for me personally. Then I sat down and I showed it to my sister, and she was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So I was like, we should publish it then, and that's kind of how that happened. And it was, like, really, okay, the story of how I ended up signing with G Street is an example. I was in my fifth hour Michigan history class, and George called me, and I had no idea what this number was from. I was like, who is calling me from Atlanta? So I stepped out of class, and I answered the phone, and I talked to him for like 30 minutes, and I was like, oh my gosh. He has the biggest, thickest accent in the world, but he is so cool. So, you know, he was telling me just like, you know, like he was just telling me all these plans he had for me, and I just really liked the passion he had. And to me, that's the biggest thing. Like, you can sign with the biggest company in the world, but if they don't have any passion for you and your idea and your vision, it's going to go nowhere.
Right.
It's going to go nowhere at all. So this is somebody who believed in me. What, like 20 minutes later, I was on the phone with Shauna when I was driving on my way to work. She's telling me all these ideas she has for me. So it was a perfect fit. I felt just like instantly like I was at home, like this was the right idea. So
And that's a blessing.
It was all within a matter of an hour. Crazy.
That's what's up. And that's a good thing because now you're pumping those novels and you're getting ready to really be a force to be reckoned with. So they need to watch out. They need to hone their skills and get ready because little mama ain't playing. You know, she's 17 to age, but that pen is full grown. So they better watch their back. But that's a good thing. That's a real, real good thing. And we talked about this subject just a tad, and you were saying you and your friends were talking about something similar to this. And within your age group, how is it perceived? Within your age group with young girls, they're getting in relationships and different things like that, which I'm quite sure that they don't all have that full understanding of what you should call a man and what his title should be. Give us a little bit of insight on that.
These girls out here these days, oh, wow. It's very common, and like I said, if that's just what you want to call, if that's what you just want to call your boo, that's perfectly okay with me. I just think it comes from a very misguided place. Now, when I say that, I feel like because so many girls now, at least most of the girls that I know, have absentee fathers. They're not there. And their mothers have a tendency of bringing these men around who they really don't know. So as soon as he's around, oh, this is your new daddy, this is your new daddy. So by the time you're like 13, you've had about 8 new fathers. You gonna call everybody daddy. You just know instantly, okay, this is the guy who bought me the new Jordans or something like that. So that's who you call in daddy. Which, if that's the way you look at it, that's the only way I feel like it's wrong. If you love somebody and you feel like if that's the one for you, you can call them whatever y'all feel comfortable with calling each other. But if that's the place it's coming from, I feel like it's extremely misguided and it's actually very insulting to him because what kind of guy are you that you are attracting this kind of girl who really doesn't know anything about life? I'm not saying that you should always, like, everybody has to be perfect. I'm not saying that by far. But you mm-hmm. definitely don't want somebody with those kind of traits. Like, you got to watch out for things like that. That's how everybody ends up with just somebody.
Mm. Talk now. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. What I tell y'all? She ain't no joke.
I read the book.
I haven't
finished it, but I've been reading that book.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to call somebody daddy now, huh? You ready to call somebody daddy now, huh?
No, I ain't ready to call nobody daddy.
She done put it through the rent cycle for you, done cleaned it up?
I do have a question for you, Reagan. Now, Shay, she is a very strong character, especially this thing with her and Caesar and this thing going on here. Now, describe mm-hmm. Shay's personality for us.
Without a spoiler, don't do no spoilers. So they
without
get
spoiling,
it
yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. She's very, very complex character. I hate how everybody always says, like, women are complex. It's not true. Maybe I'm a woman, so I just understand it. But Shay herself is a very complex character because she's trying to please so many people at one time. I'm trying to think of a way I can explain it. It depends on how far you get in the book. You see that she's pulled in multiple different directions. She has, like, ties to different characters that uh-huh. it doesn't necessarily conduce to the wishes of one character as opposed to another yeah. character.
I see that.
She
she
has the interest in, okay, the way she comes off, she's a very guarded girl now. She's extremely guarded. And true that she is 18, she's still a girl, though, as far as knowledge of how the world works. And that's definitely represented in multiple times in the book. I will say, though, she has, like, a way. You grow with her. You grow with her.
Okay.
You're going to see her decisions about things. They're going to become more calculated. And only if you really pay attention, you're going to see it like, okay, she's up to something.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very, mm-hmm. very, very, very calculated woman. And the point Shay really proves is just because all these men are around thinking they're running something, watch the woman because she usually knows what's going on.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Okay. And there we go. And there we have it in a nutshell. And it's going down. If y'all don't already have it, make sure you are click, click, clicking one, clicking that. Watch My Throne. I have mine. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I can't wait to get a break so I can sit down and read it because I know it's fire. But I do know that pen is hot over there. So make sure y'all getting ready to one click. She's going to be dropping part two soon. So make sure you caught up so you can get ready to see what else comes out her corner. What we're going to also do is we're going to bring Shawnee in. Because we want to get her take on our hot topic as well as highlight her work so that they get to see who the author behind that hot pen is. And she's not just writing. She on some of them covers. And I said, you go, girl. So go ahead, Leisha. Aaron, bring her in. We're going to read her bio so that we can see who the author behind the pen is. Bring in Shawnee K.
Absolutely. Shawnee K was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. She's the mother of a beautiful daughter who taught her the meaning of life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, I thought, you got me thinking my phone is on mute. That's why I'm like, hair and makeup, hold on. They can't hear me. In the third grade, unaware that she had a gift of writing, she introduced her pen to her paper and wrote her first short story. Gaining the attention of her teacher for her writing technique at such a young age. Her stories were published in the school's newspaper on several occasions. I know that's right. Now, with several books under her belt, Shawnee K is making a name for herself in the literary world. When Shawnee K isn't writing or reading, you can find her at the set of a photo shoot. She also loves going to the gun range, playing tennis, softball, and shooting pool. She also mm-hmm. is a publisher.
Okay. Well, bring in Shawnee K, Aaron Bebo. Aaron still over there?
No, I'm in
hair and makeup.
Get out of hair and makeup and get your butt over here.
Look. Leisha, wait to catch me in hair and makeup. She can't stay out of there.
I'll be like, he hiding, y'all. He hiding over in the corner.
What's good, Shawnee? You are live. Shawnee done put us on mute.
Put us on mute.
Like, y'all taking too long.
Well, let us know when she comes back.
She done put the phone down.
Hello? Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I bet you got
I'm
one of
them
smart
phones. Sorry, I didn't even know. Well, what's up, y'all?
What's
How you doing?
What's
going on?
Hey, ladies. Hey, Aaron.
What's
Welcome.
Going on? How you?
Look, what should I say, Daddy? Hey, Daddy.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Tell them.
Tell
them.
Tell them.
They got, they are insecure around this camp.
There's nothing wrong with that word, ladies. It's a playful word. I play with that word all the time. I might not use it out in public, but I do use that word.
All right. Well, if you're not using it in public, what are you using it for since you're so vocal? Come on, let's go.
I mean, it's in the comfort of my home, you know. I use the word as a sense of empowerment. You know, men like to feel power.
Like
they
have the power.
I said that. I opened up the show with the empowerment thing.
That's what we said.
So they like to feel power. So I'm going to, since he's the head of my household, I'm going to give him that power, you know. I just don't think nothing is wrong with it. Like, I won't be out in public saying, hey, Daddy, come here, Daddy, give me this, Daddy. No. It's something that we do in the comfort of our home.
Okay.
I mean, it's no different than saying, what's up, Ma? Hey, Poppy. Hey, Mommy.
Okay.
It's no different than that.
So in giving him that power, how does that make you feel? When you give him that power, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it really don't make me feel no type of way, because at that moment it's about him. So
okay.
I don't want to make him feel a certain type of way at that moment.
Okay.
So it's a time and place for everything. So at that time when I do use that word, it's all about him.
That's right, Shorty. You can go get your apple, teacher. Apple,
Daddy.
Look at your apple. I think it's sitting on Nene's desk.
It ain't on my desk. They paid me to come out here and be controversial. That's what they paid me to do. They paid me to come out here and be controversial. They said, who gonna be controversial? Nene. I already said that it's used in my book. You know what I'm saying? But what I had said was it is a relationship of control. It is a movement of control. And she said it.
Yeah,
said
it is. It's a word of empowerment for a man. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I definitely agree
she
with
is,
that.
She is stroking her man's ego at the time when she's using it.
Okay, and I could rock with that. I could rock with that. And the way that she put it was just so firm. It's like it kind of like just silenced the lambs. I thought Anthony Hopkins popped up or some shit.
But you know what?
Because it was like it made so much sense. It's like, you want to empower your man, number one. I mean, what woman on the phone don't want to do that? Speak up now, please.
He all right. You know, he all right. But this is my point. He already knows he's powerful. I got several other words that let him know that he's the boss. So we good.
Yes.
But hey,
yes.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to call him Daddy to make him know that.
But, you know, he probably might like that. I don't know. We're going to talk about that later. But anyway, I want to revisit something that Reagan said. And she talked about the different situations with, you know, women bringing different men around, you know, their daughters. And they have these titles. That's your uncle. That's your daddy. That's your this, your that. So by the time a young girl comes to a certain age, she done had so many stepdads, so many this, so many that. Now, being a mother, as well as real as a mom, Shawnee, you know, we all got children. Myself, personally, I would probably feel a little creeped out if I saw my daughter, you know, she like, hey, Daddy, to some lane. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally. I'd be like, ooh, Jesus, take the wheel. You know what I'm saying? I would feel a certain kind of way because I'm like, okay, that's what you call your father. And as a parent, I'd be like, why are you calling that boy Daddy? You know what I'm saying? So I would feel
a certain kind of way. My daughter only knows, you know, her father to ever have been in my life for over 20 years. So that's all she knows. Now to then see her become a teenager with a relationship or what so have you, and I'm sitting in the kitchen, I'm, you know, and they at the table talking or whatever, and she said, uh-huh, Daddy, I'm going to faint. I just want to say it. I'm just going to hit the deck. But, you know, how do you feel? I mean, you have a daughter, you know, how do you feel about that? You know, we're looking at it from our perspective because, you know, we're sexually active, we're in relationships, so we're looking at it totally different. But now we're talking about you got young daughters and stuff that's influential or whatever, and then you hear that come out of their mouth. How do you feel about that?
Nene done painted the world so much better than girl. Don't worry about it. I got this one, lady.
No,
I got it.
Don't worry about it.
I got it.
I'm talking to divas. Let's go. Let me hear what real diva got to say, because then we gonna go back over to Shawnee house and talk about it as soon as we come back from real. Go ahead, real.
I'm sorry. I feel some type of way if I'm sitting here and I hear my daughter calling her God Daddy. That's not her father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna feel some type of way about it.
Okay. All right. And Shawnee, do you have a princess? You have a princess, or you just got kings in your house? What you got over there?
Actually, I have a princess. She's actually a teenager. She's 16. So,
okay. So it's okay for her to do that?
Oh no. This is once again. This
oh wait
is
a minute.
You
wait
the
a minute.
Comfort of your home.
Oh my God. Erin, you take her apple back. You take Shawnee's apple back. She does not get to have it. She does not get to have it. No, she does not get to have the apple. Go ahead, Shawnee. Go ahead, Shawnee.
But I just think that it's not a word that should be used so freely. Like I said, it's something that I think should be used in the comfort of your home. So if I hear my daughter saying that word, yes, I will pull her coattail if she all up in a public saying, "Daddy this, Daddy that." No, that don't sit with me at all.
But what if they're in the comfort of the home and he happens to make her feel good or he does some things for her? Is that okay? Then?
Yeah, you know what?
But yeah,
maybe
listen, at the end, somebody be making her feel good right about now.
Yo, you know what? Like I said,
if he wanna
Beanie's
live.
Just trying to dirty the word up. See, it's tainting the word. Only thing she could do is taint the word to try to bring you over like, yo, look, think about this though.
I'm just saying. No, because Erin brought up the fact that a lot of this stuff is learned and stuff as a small age. Like he said, women will call their sons daddy, you know, and the ones who I've experienced, some boys is very spoiled and they're very catered to, and they grow up thinking that that's how every woman is supposed to treat them and have some sort of entitlement, you know, with the title. And I'm looking at, you know, hey, you have to look at both ends of the spectrum. Here it is, you say, okay, male child, it's fine for you, but if I have a female child, you know, and I don't know if I want to hear that come out of her mouth.
Yo,
what do
you
call her
that for? Keeping it real, I really think as a woman, I think it's just a different look from women. I think a woman would look at her son. I think if a woman would stay in the same scenario you gave, she was in the kitchen and they were sitting at the table, and it was her son and his girlfriend was sitting at the table with him, and she said, and they laughing, she's like, ah, daddy. I think the woman right from the kitchen, the mother would still probably be like, what you just call him?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, I would do that.
So,
yeah,
you know,
I'd be like, I need to get your coat.
Yeah, I think it's just the perspective of the. I think it's just the woman that's looking at it. It's gonna be her perspective of what it is, because like you said, the daughter thing. You like boom, but the same way you a mother. If you had a son, you know you're gonna say the same. Like what you just call him?
Yeah,
like and I mean your reaction afterwards could be mixed. I mean, you may be like, oh shit, my son got it going on, or you may be like, this boy bugging. I need to talk to him. She needs to go.
Then I'm gonna get on the phone and I'm gonna say, Shawnee, if you don't get over here and get your daughter, no.
But that's great. When you the mother though, it's something. It's different because I have a son. I have a stepdaughter, but I have a son. And Nene is right. I used to call him Fat Dad, even though he does not like me calling him that. He does not.
he can't stand me to call him that, but I did. I called him Fat Dad. And but I tell him, I wish somebody would be calling him Daddy. I have to let him know, don't be fooled by nothing on these little words that these little chicks be throwing around now. Because I don't want him to, because I know that women use it when they're stroking a man's ego. And sometimes it's just to make him feel good, but sometimes it's to get stuff out of him. You know what I'm saying? Or get their way about something. So I don't want anybody to mislead him or take him, in, you know, to a different direction.
That's
to see, I'm going to have to come to her door.
That's one thing about the women, boy. That's one thing about the women. They don't want nobody take advantage of their son. But they'll keep some fingernails in a wallet.
Right.
You better not, hey, goddamn it, she better not be trying to take advantage of my son. Baby, what you sitting over there for? The check came.
Yeah. Your man will say that. That's a shame. That's a, you ain't right.
Nah, I just so think that I think this is one of those issues, like, because y'all be having us. I ain't gonna lie, y'all be sticking us a lot of time. Y'all stick a lot of men with this, but this is one of those times where we got y'all to the double standard. This is where y'all want y'all double standard at, right here.
Well, come on, break it on down, Aaron. Come on, break it down.
Yeah, it's already broke down. What are you talking about?
I need it. So what you're saying is, what Aaron is trying to say is that it's a manipulating word. So we use that word so we can get what we want and have what we need and everything like that. Is that what you're saying, Aaron?
I don't think that's the intent of every woman. No, that's not exactly what I'm saying. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the intent of the word. I'm stuck on the intent of it. It's either going to be dirty or it's going to be good. A woman, a housewife calling her husband daddy, I don't see a problem with that. And to be honest with you, a hoe calling her pimp daddy, I don't see a problem with that because it's all proper placement. You know, I don't think that, you know.
I'm going to need that broken down.
Right. You lost me there.
It's proper placement. The pimp, the hoe calling her pimp daddy, that's right on time. And if a housewife happens to use the term daddy as a term of endearment besides bae, baby, love, boo, if she do, it's right in time. What are you talking about? How did I lose you?
You didn't
keep
lose.
Circling this block.
Oh,
we're going to get
I'm
arrested.
Here. I know. I told him he turned the block on me because I show asked my husband. And he gave the Mr. Doe politically correct statement. He said, if that's what she wants to do, that is her choice.
That's right.
I don't think it's a deal breaker either way. That was his answer. He don't think it should be a deal breaker if she doesn't want to use it. But if she chooses to use it, that's her choice.
You want to see his real answer? Did he walk out the room?
Wait,
the scream daddy and see who answer. Just call out daddy real quick and see who answers. This is the test right now. We can test this theory right now.
He's already out.
Oh, they went to the movies.
Daddy though. He couldn't have been going that quick. He'll hear you out in the driveway. He'll come running back in panting. Huh? You call me?
Do y'all see how Aaron cuts up and acts up? He is something else. He is definitely
he
something.
Real, and he's just misbehaving.
Nah, it really ain't an issue with that. Like, it's really not. I just think that the way people look at it. Like, it's just like if you calling your man Boo. You like, hey, Boo. Like, all right, what the hell? Is he a ghost? What's going on? I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. All right, for real. I just think it's in the person's mind how they feel about it.
Okay.
Okay, who's that?
I don't know.
Well, Shawnee, before we continue into the hot topic, let us get a little bit on where you are in your career, how many books you have out, what you have coming next down the pipe, so that we can get to know the author behind the pen real quick. And I believe you have a publishing company that you have also started. But please give our listeners a little bit about who Shawnee is.
Well, I have 3 books out so far, For the Love of Money, The Lawyer Wants, and Riding Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
I do have a publishing company. Actually, I have two publishing companies, Hustle Too Hard Publications, which I started like 2 years ago. I also have SDD Publications, mm-hmm. and I just recently started that with G Street.
Okay.
What I have coming out next, I'm actually writing, I'm trying my best to get three novels out. Well, I'm working on three novels at one time. I don't know how
me
I'm
too,
doing it, but
girl.
I'm doing it.
Oh, me too, girl. I'm about to die over here. Go ahead.
I'm working on The Lawyer Wants too, Riding mm-hmm. Dirty too, and I'm also penning a novel called Fuck Love.
Oh, well, I'll be die.
That's basically what I got going on right now.
Okay, so you have how many authors do you have up and coming that you should be releasing soon, or are they already out?
They should be coming out soon. I'm looking over manuscripts now. Should be sending them to the editor real soon.
Okay.
It's actually three authors that I'm working with right now.
Okay.
So I'm trying my best to get them out.
Mm-hmm. Get them groomed and get them ready. And how has your experience been over here at G Street? If you can give us a little bit of your journey and how you ended up in one of the, you know, the strongest literary powerhouses out there.
It's nothing but love at G Street. Very professional, very professional. I have seen so many publishing companies out here act so unprofessional that it don't make any sense. So the love, it's actually family-oriented. That's what I love about G Street.
Okay. And that's a blessing. I believe I have experienced, you know, I'm new on G Street, and I have experienced everything that you guys have said. So, you know, when it's coming from, you know, different authors coming on at different times, I believe it's a consensus that, you know, it's very professional over there and things, you know, get handled. And I appreciate that. And we are, you know, happy that you guys are on here. Everybody, you know, from pretty much, I think everybody on the line is on G Street right now. Me, you, Aaron, Will, and Reagan.
I didn't even realize that.
We got a whole takeover. And as G would say, the trappers is on G Street because we got Tony and Alicia. So they done trapped themselves right on over here. So it is. It's all love. And it's a blessing that we can have this atmosphere to work in. And I can't wait until G throws the first event. We can all get together, you know, be able to,
great.
You know, chop it up. It's going to be bananas. We
got
to wear
night.
All black. But I'm not wearing all black. I just want to let y'all know. So when I come to the door and not all black, y'all be like, Nene said she wasn't going to wear all black. I'm just going to be the rebellious child on the team.
I'm doing my stand-up that night, too, my stand-up debut.
Oh, man.
I'm in control of all the comic relief. It's going to be crazy.
Well, you're already good at it right now. You're practicing. You're doing a good job, Aaron. And we're so happy that you're so live on the radio.
Yes. Yo, we got a caller. And I want to give them before they jump off on us. They might run off on us. Let me grab them real quick. 314-566. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew, Shawnee, Real, and Miss Reagan is on the line along with us. Who are we speaking with?
This is Johnny Johnson from Chappelle Publishing. I was just checking y'all out.
Okay. Right. Appreciate
you.
Appreciate you.
Hey, Johnny. I know Johnny.
What's going on?
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right.
That's a blessing. Do you have anything to say about this topic we got going on? Or you want to continue to listen? Or you want to say something to the authors? Or do you have anything to say about women calling their man daddy?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ooh. did you hear the voice that he used? He chuckled first.
That's Daddy Johnny, y'all. Y'all hear that voice?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump down daddy. I was ready to say daddy just now because you said, man, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. You know, you took a little laugh with it, like, well, since you asked me.
Well, that's what's up. And that's all right. That's all right. Do you feel like you're in a controlled position? Do you feel like you're the authority when you hear that?
I mean, you know, it do make me feel kind of good, you know.
Do you require it, or it could go either
way? Nah, it can go either way.
Okay, but if it happens, you're not going to close that.
Nah.
Okay. Right. Well, we thank you for sharing that with us, your honest and true answer. We appreciate that, and we thank you for supporting the show.
Now, I got a question for you, Johnny. When a woman uses it, do you feel like she may be stroking your ego at some point in time, or is it just depending on when she uses it, you may know that it's something behind it?
It's something behind it.
That's his personal opinion. I don't feel like that. I'm a different kind of daddy.
We're not doing this with you, Aaron.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's encouraging, right? It's a little bit of encouragement. She want to give you some encouragement.
Yeah, she's trying to pump me up, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to pump you up. Okay.
Sometimes she can't say what she really needs to say.
It is needed sometimes. It is needed. Sometimes you need some extra motivation.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm not going to even
go
to my phone.
I'll be motivating my man without calling him daddy.
Well,
he will be motivated, but I won't be calling him daddy.
Maybe he ain't doing what Johnny doing, because you heard the way he said. Maybe he ain't in his daddy mode.
Nene is a mess.
He ain't doing his daddy thing.
Because I heard the way Johnny said that, and yeah,
me too.
I heard it. Mm-hmm. He probably got a small sign right on top of his forehead. And she's like, oh, your name is Daddy. Okay, I got you.
I mean, you know, treat them right. You know what I'm saying? You get that.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that contribution. We have another male perspective. And please continue to listen to the show and hit us anytime.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
We got another caller. It's not a game. They coming in to let y'all know.
We also
615-485. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
Very good.
Well.
Hey, Kenya.
Hello.
How you doing, Kenya?
Just
it's Daddy.
Fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
You see this? We got to put up with
thanks for calling in, Kenya. Pop him.
We're going to stop him. We have Shawnee K on the line. We have Real Divas on the line. We have Real Reagan on the line. If you have anything for our awesome authors, or if you have something on the topic, please share.
Well, one, I didn't get the name of the book for Reagan. What was the name of the book?
Watch My Throne.
Sure.
Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
I'm going to
and purple, gold, and white, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm going to post the link on my page.
Well, I'm going to have to go and cop that one and see what's on.
Okay.
And then I think I've got all of your
books. You
got
to go get that.
She ain't going to play. When she says she's going to click something, she's clicking it.
You know I
clicked mine also.
Yes. You do not play.
Okay, now listen. I'm not going to call no man no daddy. If his name is not on my birth certificate, I don't think so. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, come on. You got to do that to stroke a man's ego. I'm sorry. Looking at me ought to be enough. I mean, come on.
Oh.
You got to call a man daddy? Yeah, right.
This is Kenya Anthony, right?
Yeah, that's Kenya Anthony.
Yes,
that's Mama.
Is.
That's Big Mama. That's you know, it. Big Mama come on here, smack everybody around. Everybody, don't nobody go running high. She's actually very, very sweet.
I was just wondering. I mean, maybe.
Aaron, don't be starting. I cannot believe you sitting up there talking about Daddy.
Nah, because, I mean, hey, listen, you don't want to tell people what you do in your personal life. I understand.
Aaron ain't got no shit.
Aaron trying to say that you an undercover daddy caller. That's what
he
said.
Yeah, I got that one. I got that one here. Yeah, okay.
That's why I had to check. I'm like, is this a different? Let me find out.
I heard it.
I cannot believe you did that.
Nah, but I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, you know.
You should speak to him about that.
You want to let the women on the radio? You want to join in with the women on the radio for tonight? Hey, listen, I have no problem with that. I mean, do the things you like to do.
Aaron,
be quiet. I'm through with you.
Thank you for calling in, Ms. Kenya.
All right, you all have a nice evening.
All right. Yeah,
thank you.
We
appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Please let in 937.
937.
937.
937. How are you doing?
Is he still there? Thank you.
Yeah, there.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, man. Hey. Oh, she about to go off.
Hi, Nene.
Hi, Precious.
I did not ask to be brought in.
Why you put your number in my inbox? I mean, honestly, what am I here for?
So that you know I was listening, I was being very supportive.
Oh, you so sweet. Well, please say hi to my wonderful, wonderful guest there over here. Got these hot pens. Please tell them hello for me.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
What's your name or where are you calling from?
My name is Stacey Johnson Leonard, and I'm calling from Ohio.
That is so
okay.
Awesome.
I'm Ohio in the house. The Buckeyes.
Yes. I'm one of the avid readers, a very, very avid reader, and I've read a lot of Nene's books, Nene's and Cash, and a few other G Street Chronicle authors, and I just read a lot.
And we thank you.
I want to thank all the authors that are, you know, listening, whether you're on the panel or just listening, for reaching out and staying in touch with us readers.
That's a blessing.
Yes, thank you.
It's really sweet. Aaron, you sound like, I can't think of the one, comedian.
Oh, Lord.
If y'all don't laugh. No, really, I'm serious. If you say
please
his name,
get him
I would
started.
Know.
I thought you was about to say I sound like Clarence Carter.
Oh. He is a mess.
Really
I think you like that D-A-D-D-Y word, don't you?
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. I see. No. I use the word, I can admit, I do use the word daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you know, the kids are saying, Mommy, can you touch that? Go ask daddy.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Go ask daddy. Please go ask daddy. Nope, let daddy do it. So I won't reveal my personal, but yeah,
okay.
I am.
We already know. Since you didn't
want
to tell us, we pretty much figured it out. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. We know. We got it. We already know. And then the gentleman that just left off the line made it perfectly clear. It was perfectly clear. There's no gray area. We know. It goes down.
Yes.
So,
we get called mama, ma. Well, they don't say mama. They say ma. Hey, ma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You might get a mama. You might get one of those. Hey, little mama. I'll be hearing that.
When I was a little mama,
I was going to say the way Stacey put it, like when you say go tell daddy or ask daddy or what did daddy say. Sure, I've used it in that way.
You know what, Tony? You coming out further and further as this goes on, then you coming out further. Just come over here and stand with me. Damn it. You don't got to put up with this.
I knew what I was stepping into.
But, you know, it's real queen, will you tell him that it's not the same thing? Go ahead, real. Let him know that it is not the same thing.
Mm-mm. It's not.
Here's Diva.
Listen, real ain't even tell us why she won't do it.
We don't have her tell
him
right
now.
I told you
why I wouldn't do it. I said if he didn't birth me, I'm not calling you daddy.
That's kind of like a... That's like a hook with no fisher pole, no line, nothing. Like, you just, that's just something you just throwing out there. Like,
you know,
it sounds dirty to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Now I have a reason. It sounds dirty to you. Okay. I don't know why, but okay.
It sounds dirty, so I can't see myself calling another grown man daddy.
So Reagan, what happened to Reagan? Is she still there? Is Reagan still there? Is Reagan still on the line? You still on the line? Okay. Now, we got to go back to her point. Okay, she brought up a lot of valid points. She said, you know, when people want to say that in their own personal, you know, bedroom or their own home, or hey, some people might want to say it out in public as a term of endearment. It might feel, you know, lovely to them. And then you're looking at like what Real is saying when she's talking about how it makes her feel. And then we're talking about the origins of such. How do you feel about that, Reagan?
Yeah, everybody's got their personal opinions on things. I'm with her. I'm not going to say it, but that's just because I just don't. That doesn't sound like anything I would call a man that I'm interested in. Like, nah.
Okay.
But at the same time, if that's what you choose to call the person you were dealing with, by all means, do it. Like Aaron said, it's only seen as dirty because that's how people are making it. Like that's how people are making it sound.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally wouldn't do it myself because I don't like the way it sounds. But I'm not going to judge anybody else who does it. If that's what you want to call your husband, whatever he is to you, daddy. By all means, you go on ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Said ball out. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Do what you feel.
Do what you feel. Is Shawnee still there?
Shawnee, yeah, I'm here.
Are you eating the apple? Because he gave it to you. Did you? I tried to take it back, but I had to. You know, I'm gonna give it back to you. And are your feelings any different? Is everything still the same for you over there?
Everything's still the same with me.
I'm not saying.
I love making my man feel empowered.
Let me say,
it's such a benefit. It is some benefits to that. It is some benefits to that. If he's so
a lot of benefits to that word.
Mhm.
Yo, we got another caller.
Okay, take it.
They serious.
They serious about that. Okay, bring him in.
Make sure I got the right person.
Yeah, because you. The outrage.
314-556.
No, 566.
Excuse me?
314-566. Maybe they should.
Hello?
Hey.
There he is.
Hello? Nah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Do we have you already?
Yeah, y'all already did.
You already did, man. What do you...
Okay, well, it's the same area code. Hold on.
Well, the other numbers ain't the same? Good Lord. Open
now,
your eyes, Daddy.
Look, listen, I'm not trying to remember people's numbers out here. This is a daddy show, not the stalker show.
You know what, Aaron?
313, please. You're live. Please tell us
your everybody.
Name.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I am Yandy B. I am... Real Divas Arthur.
Hi, Yandy B.
Hey,
Myers.
Hey,
hi.
Yandy.
Hi, Yandy.
Hi, Nene. Hi, Aaron. Hi, Shawnee.
Hey.
How you doing?
Thanks for joining
the
clubhouse. Let's go.
Hi. Thank you. Yes. Now, about this topic, y'all. About this topic.
Take a breath, girl. Take a breath.
Go ahead, let it marinate.
I'm going to beat somebody. But...
Oh, somebody's
okay,
going to get
now,
it.
Now, about there. This topic, I mean, I have, you know, in the past, you know, called a couple men daddy. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. I mean, mm-hmm. as long as if you're not doing it, like, in a big hoish way, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like if you're not putting your body on display, then, you know, to me personally, I don't see anything, you know, wrong with it. I actually think that sugar daddy still exists.
Okay, okay.
She done put the sweetener in the game.
She did.
She
took it to a whole other level. That's a whole other
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
But on a more personal level, I mean, like, if you want to get physical, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you calling your man daddy. I mean, with you having sex either. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you get down like that, I mean, there's, you know.
She's a talker.
Whatever.
No, I'm joking.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'm sorry, that door
you know
was
what,
wide
Aaron.
Open. I couldn't resist. The door was open. I already let like three other people slide. I'm like, y'all missing some good ones. I'm sorry, Andy.
How about doing this? Shawnee, do you hear this that's going on? Because I know Shawnee, I mean.
Lord. Y'all know
real,
we can't
why
take Aaron nowhere.
What?
We can't take Aaron nowhere.
She ain't enough to eat now.
She's being honest. I'm just, that was just an observation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she's a talker. I like talkers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, should the rest of us go on mute? I don't know. This is about to turn into a one-way conversation. I don't know what's happening over here. God bless you.
But now you did mention that you were one of her authors. Tell us a little bit about
yes,
your book you have coming out.
Well, my book is called Diamonds and Betrayal. I'm still currently writing it, making sure that everything is good and getting it ready for my readers.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love this book, and I hope that my readers and fans love it as much as I did writing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things in this book that will really hit home for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really making this book relatable, you know. That's my thing when it comes mm-hmm. to writing. I don't believe in, you know, plagiarism and, you know, stealing other people, you know, things. It's just I want to make my writing relatable. So when people pick up my work, they can say, oh, you know, that person, you know, touched me in a way, or this author, you know, inspired me to change my life around, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And that's a good thing. It's good that you have a direction that you're going in with the novels. Like, it talks about knowing your audience, knowing who you're targeting, and who you're going to be able to market to. So that's good to have that all in mind while you're writing, so that when your product is finished, you know how to market and promote yourself. So definitely,
Most definitely.
That is a good aspect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. This book is not just for females.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for both sexes. You know, I don't discriminate against my readers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's for guys and women. You know, I have hit so many, you know, aspects, you know, in this book. So, you know, fellas, you know, don't be afraid to pick up this book and read it.
Okay. That's what's up.
That's
a good thing. And we wish you much success.
Yes. And I'm definitely going to read it. You don't have a problem calling a man daddy. You are awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
And you are talking. You got me. I'm sold already.
A mess.
One copy sold already. Don't even worry about it.
Well, will say this. Like, I am deeply humbled and happy to be a part of the G Street family.
All right.
You guys, you know, show me so much love and, you know, inspiration and everything. So I most definitely love you guys.
Oh, thank you, sweetie pie.
I'm
always
welcome.
Here if you need me. This is Miss Nene. If you need me, princess, just hit the inbox. I got your back. Plus,
you
with
know
my girl
it.
From the brick. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Rolling, rolling with the queen from them bricks. So I got you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anytime. Hit us anytime. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go ahead so we can be able to wrap everything up so everybody can continue to let us know what's new and up and coming out of their camp. And we're going to call this one a night in a minute. So thank you, Precious, and hit us anytime.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yes,
thanks
for calling
in.
All right.
Yep.
All right, so let's start with Miss who we got? Miss Reagan. Miss Reagan, if you could start us off just letting us know what you have new coming up and your social sites so they know how to reach you.
Mainly, I'm all over Facebook. Y'all can follow me on Instagram or Twitter. It's all B_RAEGAN for Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's Real B Reagan. As far as projects coming up, can't tell y'all all of that because those are super exclusive. All
right.
I will say you're going to get to see my, like, where I feel at home as far as my writing style goes. The first part of Watch the Throne was kind of a romantic, only because, like, well, in my opinion, it was. Everybody else was like, no, that wasn't, but what do they know? Anyway,
oh, no.
Who wants to, he sweeps her off his feet all the time, romance? That's so boring. No. I want to give you a new, fresh idea of romance. But the rest of the series in itself, in Watch the Throne, we have a lot of calm moments where it's introducing you into something. We're easing you in. The rest of the series, no. No, you're going to have to really strap in and just hold on. Hold
you
on
mean you was
it,
easing
it,
us
it,
into that? That was the easing?
Oh, man. I eased you in. I was so gentle.
Oh,
it's only going uphill from there, like really. Since you're still reading it, there's going to be a lot of moments where you're going to be like, I know she didn't. And feel free to always inbox me if you want. You can get my number. Call me at 3 o'clock in the morning because everybody else did. I was like, I know you didn't just. And I'm like, just keep reading. They call me like 20 minutes later like, oh, I thought you went to this. Okay, girl, I see where you're going. But no, we're going nowhere but wild after this. It's going to be crazy for everything. This is an exclusive, so I want to drop an exclusive, y'all. I do have the Cream book series coming out. That's going to be all e-books, so be looking out for that. That's going to be really fun. All those are going to be really, really fun.
Okay.
Can't really tell you about those, but I'm cooking
but
up
they coming.
Extremely crazy. That's going to be wild.
All right. Well, we look forward to continuing to experience that hot pen. Again, I extend the same thing to you. If you need anything, you know, let me know at any time. I never mind helping out and, you know, reach out to us at any time. Miss Shoni, could you please let us know what you have coming hot out your camp, your publishing company, and how they can reach you?
Can be reached on Facebook as Shoni Kennard. That's KENNARD. You can reach me on Instagram at Arthur Shoni K. And also Twitter at Arthur Shoni. What I got coming out, which the three books that I did mention earlier, The Lawyer Wants 2, Riding Dirty 2, and Fuck Love. So look me up, y'all.
All right. So it's about to go down. And we thank you for that. And, again, I extend to you, if you need anything, please let us know, Aaron or I. Aaron has extensive knowledge. I'm still learning so much being new in the game. But, you know, we all on the same team. So if y'all need anything, you know, just let me know. And make sure y'all get out there and one click. Is that Rotten Dirty? That's your latest, right, under D Street Chronicles? One click that Rotten Dirty. And Miss Real Divas, please let us know how we can reach you and what you have coming out the pike.
You can reach me on Facebook at Real Divas. Twitter is at Real Divas Elite.
And Instagram is lady_s89. And I have the roundtable coming out for G Street, Crazy in Love 3, the finale, and from Queen Bee Publishing, Diamonds and Betrayals by Yandy B, Ready or Not by Libby P, and Fatal Duty by Robert Trouble Johnson.
Okay. Well, we got some heat coming up out of G Street. We already said that 2014 belongs to G Street.
That's right.
Heat coming. It's going down. We thank you, ladies, for definitely coming and joining in on this topic. It was a hot topic. It was a hot subject. We had fun with it. I guess there's a lot of different ways to look at it, you know, and no one's wrong in either way that they choose to do it. You know, if it's personal, if it's pleasurable, what so have you for you, you know, definitely that's your prerogative. We're just all voicing our opinions and how we feel.
Having a good time.
Hanging out with us. Yes, having a good time.
Thank y'all for having me.
All of it. Yes,
I'm just having fun on here, ladies, so don't block and delete me after the show.
Nah, you mess with
Aaron. Aaron is a mess.
It's all
up.
And please come back, ladies. Please, please do come back. Once you drop your authors and your new project, please let us know so that we can get you and your authors on here so we can highlight their work and get everybody to know who they are and get them to want clicking. So this is an open door invite to you as soon as those things start dropping. Let us know so we can get you back on here.
All right. Thank
all
y'all
thanks.
So much.
Thank you all.
Thank you
for having
thank
me.
You. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, ladies.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you, ladies, for coming through.
Yes. I enjoyed myself.
Yes, that was fun.
That was popping. And I enjoyed.
I enjoyed flip-flopping with Debo. All we needed was some cards.
Yeah, it was fun.
I felt like we was in a game of spades or something. It was, I had a good time.
Lisa, what you know about spades? Don't start.
Aaron, you know her daddy taught her how to play spades.
Yeah, let me tell you something. They actually They call the game Bebo in like 29 states. I'm still trying to cover the other. I'm still trying to cover the other 21. Don't get caught.
Oh,
I won't. Trust and believe.
I'm telling you, I'm
serious. You ain't talking about nothing in my cash
voice. Like I admitted the game.
Steve, are you a mess?
We gotta have a big spades tournament.
I love playing spades.
Absolutely.
You did what?
See?
Tony said she loved playing.
Now we got something to play for, too. Whoever lose got to call me daddy.
Daddy.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. It's going to be hell going to be all froze over while we waiting for that to happen. It'll be a trick to it.
Look at that. Who is that? It'll be a trick to it. Here we go.
We ain't messing with you, Aaron. We are not messing with you. We're not. We're not doing it. With Tony and Alicia both going to be hollering out daddy tonight. I already know it. It's been brought up in the house.
Yeah.
And it's in the air. It's all in the air. It's all in the air. And
you're right.
And
you're right, Nene. I was going to go try that. I'll let you know how that went.
Yeah, I'll leave that about this. We got a cop moment. The next conference call, I'm going to need to know how that worked out for you because, I mean, if you get that new car you were talking about or, you know what I'm saying, when your bank account goes up a little bit,
that.
You don't know what happened, just let us know. Just let us know. Because
I'm going to hit the road in my new wheels.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. I know that's right.
Oh, Alicia, you got to come on here now. Stop playing. You heard what Aaron said.
Hey, my birthday just passed. I know how to get what I want, boo.
You do, but I'm telling you, how much more would you have had if you had said, Daddy? Hey, Daddy. You know what I'm saying? If you had to say it in a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a game.
Well, I know it's real. Okay. I know it's real. I'm with you, Aaron. I ain't playing. I'm dead serious, Aaron. I know and understand the power of Daddy. I'm a daddy's girl.
My dad spoils me to death, and my baby spoils me to death. So, yes, I understand the power. But all we were saying is too many women relinquish said power. Relinquish.
Give it away.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
For free.
That's not necessarily.
I think y'all got power and something else confused.
Oh, we know what we got.
No, it's power.
I think y'all got power.
Go ahead, Aaron. Just say side chicks is winning right quick before we.
Side chicks is definitely winning. We don't even got to worry about that.
I think they be saying daddy.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I actually shouted out Bebo,
side chicks is winning today.
Oh,
I sure did. I shouted you out,
winning.
Bebo. Because Mary B, Honey B was talking about how she was like, let me be the side chick so that you ain't got to lie to me.
Oh,
but she was really spitting the game, and she was talking about side chicks, and I was like, side chicks is winning in my Aaron Bebo voice. So I did. I shouted you out today.
Yo, side chicks is really winning, though.
Get that.
Because they said.
Hurry up, we'll get it.
What is that noise? Who was that extra person on the line?
That's
Aaron's house, ain't it?
No, that's
We still have a call on.
Oh, that's your people. That's your people, Nene. Oh, that's Stacy.
Well, why you have her out in the open like that, Aaron?
I didn't bring her out in the open.
Well, you just all in the line.
Look, every time Lisa pull that shit. Hey, Lisa, pull that shit.
You control the line. People can't even walk around their house and listen to the show and talk to their friends without you bringing them on the line.
I can't walk out the studio. I can't walk out the studio for one minute without Lisa bringing somebody in.
You talked the whole time. You stayed. That was you.
Whatever. Well, I'm so happy we was able to have this discussion. We was able to bring some of this stuff to light. We had some very interesting callers. You know, they need to know. We have to get our disclaimer out there. Our show is to educate sometimes. Sometimes it's just to entertain. We like to have a good time. We like to talk about these hot topics, as we call it, and discuss things with our readers as well as our listening audience, the chat room. Shout out to the chat room. The calling queue was up. The chat room, they're in there talking. Somebody just has to call the man daddy in there. And, I'm excited about that and that we're able to get people's interest and talk about these subjects that mostly are on people's mind. Like, they're talking about them out water coolers and different things. But mm-hmm. We also need to make sure we shout out that you tune in this Sunday for our first Author Wild show. Three different women from three different areas of the world are going to be on here. The Author Wives, no one knows who they are. They're going to be on our show. We're bringing reality
TV to the
radio.
And it's going to be crazy. Like, we got something so special for y'all. Like, y'all got to definitely come through and check that show out on Sunday. Mm-hmm. For real.
Absolutely. Don't be
and last but not least, anybody who has not picked up a copy of Tainted by Nene Capri or I Used to Love Her by Aaron Bebo, please go out and do so. And please leave a review. We love reviews, all reviews, good, bad, indifferent,
mm-hmm.
You know. And we appreciate you guys for listening to the show. We love you all. And please continue to come back and support the Writing Royalty crew.
Yeah. Lisa,
should I hit him with some music?
That beat. Hit that beat.
Okay, let me
go
hit him with
this. Go ahead, Aaron, drop that beat. Good night.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you for calling and coming out.
Yeah. What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. Who be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers? On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get
get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. Three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave in your will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I wanna be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5 plus 5s, who drive millenniums? It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something I want European to crawled out with the clutch.
Drinking more liquor, driving a broke digger. I'm with most sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor Dick.